Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better after they smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
You know the biggest problem with having a summer cold today? I was supposed to hang out with Abigail Grace all afternoon today.
You can't do that.
Summertime Monday afternoons moved to Tuesday afternoons. Lauren is 8 months pregnant. I can't go anywhere near them.
No. You could be in a bubble.
I have to go in full quarantine.
Yeah.
Wear a mask.
Thank goodness we got a kid of the week on. He'll cheer me up. Hey, Braden, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I have a summer cold, Braden. Do you feel sorry for me?
Yeah.
Good answer, Braden.
Somehow, Braden, I'm not buying it. Braden, is it Karinoff Huber?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And let's tell people why you have been chosen Kid of the Week. You've shown a love for your community. You've done aluminum recycling efforts in local schools. Each year you bring volunteers along with all the aluminum they collected to a Pop Tab Pandemonium Day. What's that like?
So my parents, my grandparents own a daycare a little bit away. And during that time, it's like the third Saturday or Sunday of September, and when we do it, the event is held at the daycare.
Okay.
And people come, and there's like this giant truck full of like giant cardboard boxes, and the people bring they drop off their pop tabs. We if they're in a milk container, we cut the top off and dump them. If they're in a bag, we just dump them. However and whenever, we dump them.
So there's a lot of dumping going on.
We've been trying to beat the world record for a couple of years now.
Okay.
And we've gotten very close.
Well.
And actually, I didn't even start this. My brother did.
Okay.
And I really respect him for that.
Well, that's nice to hear, too. Proceeds go to Ronald McDonald House Charities. How much has you guys raised in the past 3 years?
I actually do not know.
Want me to tell you? Because I know the number.
How much?
Over $10,000. That's a lot of money, dude.
I know.
That's good for you. That's a cool number.
Anything to help out Ronald McDonald.
Braden also placed and maintains a little free library in Manuka, built a little library with the driving help of mom, make sure the books are in good shape, adds new ones when necessary, and in addition to your personal efforts, part of the 4-H Club. A lot of community service as well. You're a busy guy.
Believe me. I just got back from Chief of California, and let me tell you, it was busy.
Well, you don't have time to take care of me and my head cold. You got too much going on at 14. Right?
I know.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
And what are you doing for fun all summer?
I don't know, doing stuff like...
Isn't that the perfect teenage boy answer, Mary?
Yep, stuff.
What are you doing? Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. Whatever my mom wants us to do.
Yeah, well, that's the right thing to do.
That's a good answer.
You're a good kid. Hey, man, I appreciate you being on. You're the kid of the week.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, hold on for me. Keep up the good work.